Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for two presidents. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Should political leaders be chosen on the basis of their gender and or color of their skin or qualifications to hold the office?
You know that as well as I did. You ran for office at one point in your life, Jimmy, and we are both very concerned about who we elect, and I think all Christians really ought to be. But you know, the color of one's skin really have very little, next to nothing. It ought to be about character. It ought to be about, can you believe them? It ought to be about, what is their view on the Constitution? Let's face it, they are to take an oath to support the Constitution. Well, what do they think of the Constitution? What are their policies and their positions? Do they have a fear of God? That's a great one. Is there any fear of God at all? Because if they have no fear of God, then their oath to support the Constitution, which is a requirement, really doesn't mean anything. All of those things are what come up to me.
Actually, Sam, I've been thinking about something. When we go to that voting booth to elect a president, are we not doing that in two people instead of one person? In other words, if somebody votes for Biden, are we not voting on a president and his vice president who would then become president, voting for two presidents at one time?
I think that is a brilliant, brilliant question to ask. For someone who believes in truth and has a logical position, the answer would be no, you can't be just voting for Joe Biden. And I think that that's very, very clear, not just on his age at 76. We know, not a political thing, but Joe is losing a lot of the comprehension. So no one expects him to go through 4 years. So you really are saying, right, who am I logically linking arms with? It would have to be Kamala Harris. And therefore, then you really got to start asking about, well, what does she believe? Where have her positions been? And frankly, when I go down that road as a constitutionalist, as a Christian, I'm saying it's the exact opposite direction that I would even want to consider for a moment.
Sam Rohr helping us to understand how a vote for Joe Biden is a vote for the next two presidents. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Sam's report helps us to see how important our vote is in the future. A president is key to that future. Revelation 17:17 reveals that God uses human government to set the stage for his plan, his will, to be fulfilled. Therefore, we must take serious how we cast our vote, not only for President of the United States, but all positions of political power. A candidate for any office must set their agenda according to God's Word and what it says about abortion, homosexuality, and the Jewish state of Israel. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...